This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to welcome you to another extraordinary episode of Safe Haven Podcast. I want to let you know that this is an extraordinary weekend. I know I'm using that word a lot, extraordinary already. It's a beautiful weekend because not only for today's service, which is obviously being dropped on a Saturday, but another special day. Tomorrow is going to be an even more exciting episode of Safe Haven Podcast because we're not only going to be celebrating Father's Day, but we're going to be celebrating Father's Day in style. We're going to be having a guest speaker on for the 200th episode of Safe Haven. Can you believe it? I made it to 200. I'm shocked myself, but you know what? I give it all to God because, quite frankly, without God, this is impossible. We're going to have Reverend John Jackson Sr. of Trinity United Church of Christ Gary appearing on Safe Haven Podcast. He's going to give us a blessed word. It's going to be great. I can believe it right now. I'm already praying for that word, that message. But today's message is going to be even equally exciting and important because, quite frankly, this all goes right into everything that we're going to. It's an interesting theme. It's really about looking into ourselves. We kind of stretched from last month's mental health awareness, but we're trying to keep it into today's perspective and even bring it into this month because, quite frankly, mental health awareness is not to just be 1 month. It should be 12 months because, quite frankly, a lot of things are going on, a lot of issues going on, and it must be addressed. Wanted to send a special shout out to everyone. I can't say all the names, but I just want to thank everyone who follows Safe Haven Podcast from day one to now, or even from the rebooted day one to now, as an actual full-fledged ministry podcast. I'm grateful for everyone. From the top person to the lowest person. I don't know everybody, haven't met everybody. Probably some people are listening to me, watching me right now, who don't have access to me right now due to whatever reasons, and that is understandable. If it was on my part, my apologies to you. You know, sometimes protecting my mental is a serious thing, so therefore sometimes I might accidentally or purposely push you away. It is not my intention to do so. It is not to make it seem like it's ill will, nothing against you as a person or as a Christian, if you are one. It probably has something to do more with me trying to protect my peace. And if I wasn't bold enough to say it to you personally, I still apologize to you on this medium if you are listening to me still. If not, that is understandable too. But you're probably connected to somebody who is connected to me. So therefore, they probably say, hey, he apologize. I am sorry. I don't just apologize. I am truly sorry. But anyway, with all that to the side, we are going to get into today's message. It's going to be called Integrity Check. And you know, as I preach, I end up repeating the title again. So therefore, if you missed the title, if you didn't see the title when you clicked on, that's all good. It's all gravy. I forgot to mention that tomorrow's program is still going to be at the regular Sunday time of 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Today's service is 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, but of course you're listening to it now. You're probably listening to it on another day anyway, but I just wanted to put that out there for those who didn't know already. Of course, you probably do know because I've advertised it. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just tiptoeing in anticipation of what the Lord has brought to me to give to you today. But we're going to be coming from, it's going to be in the Old Testament, going to be coming from Proverbs chapter 28. Once again, that's Proverbs chapter 28. Going to be reading verses 4 through 6. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. Once again, Proverbs chapter 28, verses 4 through 6. It reads as follows. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law struggle against them. The evil do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. Better to be poor and walk in integrity than to be crooked in one's ways, even though rich. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, integrity check. Integrity check. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message and the messenger, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to use me right now, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless this ministry, oh Heavenly Father. Bless this podcast as well as all other podcast ministries out there, oh Heavenly Father, as well as every other church door that is opening in your name right now, Heavenly Father. We pray for every pastor right now, Heavenly Father. But right now, pour into me a new spirit, the Holy Ghost spirit, oh Heavenly Father, right now, because I need you right now. Empty out Brian and fill me up with the Holy Ghost. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Integrity check. When you think about it, you look at today's news and you see a lot of things going on. You see former presidents being indicted for doing wrong things. You see people out there getting set up for the right thing, for the wrong thing, for the right reasons, or the right thing for the wrong it's just crazy what's going on in this world today, and it just seems like it's just not getting any better. It just feels like that, and if you feel that, that means that you're stirred up too. You're tired of being tired. You're tired of seeing bad always prevailing. I don't know about you right now, but that's how I feel, and you know, when I prayed and meditated, not just before this scripture was given to me by the Lord to bring to you today, I was just praying for myself because I said, Lord, what is going on? What is really, truly going on? I need a word, oh Heavenly Father. That's what I said. I said I needed a word. I needed to check my integrity because, quite frankly, I was wondering if my integrity was being checked or is in check, amen? Because sometimes, when you do good, when you try to do good and you try to be good, it seems like every time you put your good foot forward, a door gets slammed right into it or somebody stomps on it mercilessly. Amen. I know I'm talking to somebody right now because if not, then that means you have already turned me off. Amen. If they turn me off, that's fine because it's just for you anyway. It's just for the right person. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm all high and mighty. Never have, never will. For those who actually think that I am, don't know me at all. Amen. You know, when I think about integrity check, when I think about it, I think about the times when I reach out to people. And that's right. I reach out to people a lot. Now, I try to respect everyone's boundaries when I reach out. But, you know, sometimes I probably hit the nerve of somebody who probably doesn't have the moxie. Doesn't have the courage to just let me know that I'm in the wrong to reach out at the time I reach out. Now, it could be a good time in the day. It could be a bad time in the night. Could be past night bedtime hours. Please know that when you're like me, when you work odd hours already, you know, you don't know what's the good time and the bad time. You try your best to remember. Sometimes I send out messages too late and did not realize that until after I hit the send button. Now, for anybody who was thinking that I may be thinking some type of way about them, no, I'm not thinking some type of way. You're a friend, your family, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm just reaching out, seeing if you're all good. If you're good, good. If you're not, I'm going to pray that you get better. And that's all I'm about, amen. But, you know, there are always going to be somebody out there that hits you up and says, You are invading my space. You are invading my time. I actually did that the other day. Reached out to somebody and they said, wait a minute, why are you always checking up on me? I'm thinking to myself, isn't that what friends and Christians do? Check up on each other? And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, and then they say, stop talking to me. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, I apologize. I'm about to just shut it down and just move on with my whatever I was doing. But then they said, stop talking to me. Don't talk to me ever again. I'm like, I don't know where it was coming from. But then it made me realize that some people don't understand what it means to be a true friend. Amen. Some people don't understand what an integrity check is. Amen. And that's what the Lord wanted me to bring out today. This is what an integrity check is. Let me tell you what an integrity check is. It is somebody who actually cares enough, who's empathetic enough, sympathetic enough to actually want to reach out to you, say hello, and just say, hey, I pray all is well, and all is well with me too. Amen. If you need someone to pray on your behalf, I'm here. If I need someone to pray on my behalf, I'm praying that you're here. Amen. That's all that I'm about. I am a brother to whoever wants to be a brother or a sister to me. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are or whose you are. If you're a friend of mine, you're a friend for life. Amen. Unless you do something to shake the atmosphere in the way that it should not be shaken. Amen. That's my idea of an integrity check. That's what I do, because that's what I was called to do. I was called to be more than just a person who comes out here, says a message, says goodbye. You never hear from me until the next week. Amen. I try not to do that, but the way things are going these days, my social media presence isn't as grand as it used to be. Quite frankly, when I look back at all the things I used to say on all the social media, I realize why a lot of people ostracized me. I understand why people pushed me to the side. Why did they push me to the side? Here's why they pushed me to the side, and they probably did this to you too, because I care too much. Amen. Well, I'm not going to get on here and care less. Amen. I'm just going to be careful about how I care for you. Amen. I could just pray right now for everybody on my social media. I'll pray for everybody that's even on the block list. Amen. I'll pray for them too, because quite frankly, there's a reason why they got to the block list. It wasn't because I wanted to put them on the block list. In some cases, I'm on somebody else's block list, and I'm praying that they're doing well. Amen. But let me break into this scripture right now. Let me just crack a couple eggs for you. Let me crack three eggs and give you 3 points, three pieces of yolk right now, because quite frankly, you need to hear a message, because this is important. Here's the first point, and I'm going to illustrate where this first point is coming from. All right, the first point of today is you must be honorable. I'll say that again for my note takers. You must be honorable. See, verse 4 says it best. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law struggle against them. I know some people right now are looking at what's going on in the news right now. You hear more people that love to forsake the law praising those who are trying to break the law, who are trying to even use the law to just serve their own needs. Amen. Using their resources to try and cover up the fact that they were breaking the law. Amen. But there are a lot of people that love conspiracy. There's a lot of people out here that love law breaking. Why? Because they can't do it, or they don't have the guts to do it themselves, or because they just like to see the pot stirred up. Amen. I know that a lot of people out there like that. I know some people that are following me that are like that. Amen. Was I like that? Not to that degree. I might have been intrigued by it, but you know, as I got mature in my life, I realized that doing that and praising them was not right. Because why would I want to praise the wicked? Why would I want to forsake the law? I'd rather do what it says in verse 4b. I'd rather be the one that keep the law, and I struggle. I struggle against it. Why do I struggle against it? Because I'm trying to keep the law, amen? Now, that doesn't mean that I'm trying to keep the Bible law. I'm trying to keep human law too, amen? I'm trying to keep both of them. When it's hard to keep both of them. That's where the struggle is, amen? Because we got this spiritual warfare struggle going on every day. Flesh versus the spirit, amen? Spirit is saying one thing, flesh is saying the other. Flesh is saying, let's do something naughty. The spirit is saying, no, you got to chill out with that thinking. You got to continue to follow what the Lord has called for you to do. Amen. Some days I say, let me turn this off and never turn it on again. But you know what? Then who's going to hear from the Lord from Safe Haven? Amen. Because for some people, Safe Haven is their church. Amen. For some people, Safe Haven is the safe haven that they need in a time such as these. Amen. Because some people are scared to still go into church. That some people are scared to come out of their houses. Why? Because of everything that's going on out there. People ain't driving right. People ain't taking care of anything right. People want to break laws left and right just because they feel that that's all they can do. Because believe it or not, nobody's done an integrity check on them. Amen. Imagine if you did an integrity check on somebody who's like that. Amen. And that leads us to the second point. You should still be seeking justice. I'll say it again. You should still be seeking justice. See, in verse 5, it says, the evil do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. Let's focus on 5:8 for a moment here, where it says, the evil do not understand justice. You want to know why the evil do not understand justice? Well, you can see it in the news these days. There's always somebody who's never held accountable for their actions. When you're not held accountable for your actions, you will not understand when justice comes knocking on your door. Amen. You'll be thinking it's another trap set by somebody else. Amen. You're going to be thinking that it's someone else's folly. They're just trying to take you down because they don't like what you're about. Amen. They thinking because you're on a different party or you're on representing a different group, a different set, whatever you want to call it. They thinking that you're coming against them because of that, instead of being held accountable for the fact that you did wrong. Amen. That's what it means when it says the evil do not understand justice. They don't understand it. Of course they don't understand it. They don't understand anything about the word justice. That J word is like a bad word to them. That's the foul word. Don't say the J word in front of me, buddy. I don't want to deal with that word. Amen. But look at 5b. It says it. But those who seek the Lord understand it completely. I seek the Lord. I understand what justice is. I'm not going to sit here and do you wrong because you did me wrong. Amen. I'm going to let the Lord take care of it. And if he ends up doing you right in the end, then that's a blessing to him and me, because guess what? I planted a seed in you. That's right. Now, I've had a falling out recently with somebody. Not going to say their name. Not going to give them spotlight. But I had a falling out. It was because of whatever reasons. It was because of reasons. All right, amen. It wasn't all on my part. It was partially there on their part. How I handled it? No, I didn't handle it right, because I was scared. I was afraid of what would happen if I stood up for myself. I stood up for myself a couple of times with this person, and you know what? It always seemed like it was going to go in the right direction, but guess what happened? The same thing that happened before. And I got tired of it. I got tired. I had a falling out. But you know one thing I did do before I even did? I prayed. I prayed for the person. I prayed for their soul. If I see them again and we have a chat, awesome. If we don't, I still pray that God be the glory with them. Amen. Because I did what I was supposed to do with them. I played my part. I did my role. I did the best that I could. It just wasn't meant to go long. I was meant to be there for a season. And that was it. Sometimes you have to remember that. We're only in people's lives for a season. Now, the season could go on for many years, or it could go on for a couple months or even a couple days. Amen. That's one thing you have to understand about the Lord. And when you understand justice completely, you understand that it wasn't my fight. Matter of fact, they weren't fighting with me. They're fighting with their flesh. Their flesh is right now too strong. And the only thing we can do is to pray that their spirit gets stronger so it can overpower the flesh. Amen? If I listened, caved into my flesh, I wouldn't even be doing Safe Haven Podcast. Amen? I would be one of the people that person that I fell out with would be praising for doing the wrong thing. Amen? I would be out there probably doing all the wrong things or having all the wrong things in my house. Amen? But you see, sometimes you have to step out of what's considered the norm. Society considers a lot of things the norm these days, from clubbing, the drinking, to all this stuff, all the all the sleeping around and all this nonsense, guess what? Step outside of that and you're going to realize that there's more to life than doing that same stuff. Amen? That's why a lot of people say, man, this drink ain't strong no more. Of course it ain't strong no more. Your body's used to it. And man, this woman, these women, or these men are not what they used to be. Of course they're not what they used to be because you're looking for a quick fix in the wrong situation, amen? You need to be looking for a permanent solution instead of a quick fix, amen? I know I'm talking to somebody right now because that's an integrity check. In verse 6, before we get to verse 6, here's point 3. After you realize you must be honorable and after you understand that you should be still seeking justice, you should also, point 3, you need to still be empathetic. I'll say that again. You need to still be empathetic. Look at verse 6. It says, better to be poor and walk in integrity than to be crooked in one ways, even though rich. Now, I can tell you from experience, I have no idea what it means to be rich. So therefore, I'm not a crooked person, just by the virtue of the nature of this text. But I understand what verse 6 says. I understand what it means to be poor. And I try my best and my darnest to walk in integrity. Now, sometimes I slip and fall. That's part of life. That's a part of human nature. We all slip and fall at some point. But you know what? The one thing I'm glad about in this part of the text says a lot to me. Better to be poor and walk in integrity than to be crooked in one's ways, and even though rich. You see, I've seen enough rich people do some crooked things and try to get away with it. And in some cases, some do actually get away with it on earth. I want to emphasize that on earth, they get away with it. But guess what? The Lord is still watching. The Lord is still hoping. That's like some of us should be hoping and praying that they make a change, that they repent for what they're doing, for what they have done under the sun. And not just the S-U-N, but under the S-O-N. Amen? But you got to be empathetic. You can't turn down somebody because they don't believe what you believe in. I know somebody out here that respects me to a degree. I believe they do. And we are on different playing fields. We are on a different wavelength when it comes to politics. I don't discuss politics on here. I probably dabbled in thought about talking about politics, but I'm just going to say this. I'm on this line. They're on that line. And you want to know the difference between me and them is that. Amen. They send me some messages every day. I kind of gloss over it, glance over it, just say, okay, that's nice. You're trying to program me into believing what you believe. Amen. But here I am. Not trying to do the same, because not because I think I'm better, not because I actually kind of like go, they might be onto something. No, I'm just like, okay, you know, you believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. I'm not going to sit here and try and make you believe what I believe. I just hope and pray that you see from my point of view without me actually saying, see it from my point of view. Amen. Because a lot of us feel like we need to just project how we feel about something based off emotion. No, you got to be empathetic. You got to understand that, okay, you're coming from a walk of life that I have not walked. You've walked a path that I've never walked. You ain't walked my path either. So therefore, you ain't walked my path. So I understand. I understand where you're coming from. You believe that since we all believe in one Lord, one faith, one baptism, that we all need to believe that this way is the right way. But here's what you got to do when you're doing an integrity check. And this is for everybody. This is not just for me, and it's not just for this person. When you're doing an integrity check, you have to first check yourself at the door. Woo! That's probably a point 4. You need to check yourself at the door. Because quite frankly, you're bringing too much ego inside the equation when it doesn't need to be there. Empty yourself out. Empty yourself. Empty, 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 empty. When I pray, I always say empty out myself. Fill me up with the Holy Ghost. You need to say the same thing when you're about to do an integrity check. Because quite frankly, sometimes they're going to end up checking you for trying to check on them. Amen. They thinking that you're coming down on them. They thinking that you're coming hard, rough and rugged and raw with them, amen? No, you're not doing any of that. Only thing you're trying to do is to see if they're okay. You're doing a wellness check, but you're trying to do it from an integrity point of view, amen? It's hard to see it that way sometimes, and I understand, beloved, if you don't get it sometimes, but that's when we need to study the scripture more. That's when we need to meditate more. I need to meditate more. I've been working on that this past couple weeks. I've been working on it harder, okay? Because, yes, just because I'm a man of God doesn't mean I always have time or I always take the time or it's got the time to do that. But you know what? I've been learning in the past few weeks to do it more because, quite frankly, I need the Lord more than I've ever needed him before, and I bet you this is the same for you, amen? Because instead of turning to the vices that you normally turn to, it's time to change your vice, amen? Turn to the Lord. Make him your vice until you understand what you're going through. And oh yeah, don't just be sitting at home, not like me. Because believe it or not, I don't just sit at home on Sundays, okay? I don't sit at home when I have the opportunity to go to the house of the Lord, okay? Get out there. Go to a house of the Lord sometimes. Don't just rely on your own wits and your own knowledge. Even sometimes I need to hear a different word. I need to hear a different viewpoint. I need to hear a message too, amen? I can't just be spitting out the message and not receive one myself from a different point of view from someone else. That's why every now and again, Safe Haven brings in other ministers to bring the word. Not just to you, just to me too. Because, hey, I need to hear a message too, amen? This is more than just about me. This has never been about Brian, amen? This is about the Lord. The Lord called me to do this, and I am answering his call. You have a call to do something too. And I'm praying that you make it happen. Only you can make it happen. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message and the message. We pray that this word is applied in our walk, everyday walk. Needs you right now more than ever, Lord. Just use us, be with us always. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you all for taking the time out to listen or watch this message today. I pray that you continue to do so. As of tomorrow, we are on our 200th episode. 200th podcast episode. Now, I know not all 200 were dedicated to ministry, but guess what? 200 is still 200, amen? This has still been 5 years in the making, and I am so glad that God has used me to be able to bless you with what he has called for me to do. And I want to thank every minister that has ever come on here to preach up to this point. Many of them will come back again when time is permitting, and also I'm just grateful that they've been here. And I'm grateful for you, the listener. I'm thankful for you. And I mentioned it last week that starting now, we're going to have merchandise for sale. We're going to be selling this wonderful t-shirt and this beautiful hat. $25, $20. Probably should have done that the other way. $25, $20. You know what? Whatever the case may be, that's how much they cost. I haven't worked out the logistics yet on how I'd be able to receive the message that you want. If you're connected to me on social media, you can always reach out and let me know that you're interested. Give me all the information that's necessary. You can even fill out the email, the email registration form on the webpage. It's www.safehavenpodcast.org. If you register your email, that'll make it even more noticeable. And then I can send out mass emails to anybody who's interested, and then you can let me know. Also, you can donate to Safe Haven Podcast now. You can go cash at me at $Brian Pugsley. Pretty much one word. Once again, that's $Brian Pugsley at Cash App. You can donate whatever you feel that the Lord is blessing you to bless me with. Could be your tithe, could be your offering, could be and even a ministry donation, amen, of any kind. But I just prefer it to be a donation right now because there's probably no way for us to track it. in the way that it needs to be tracked for your for tax purposes. So right now, I just say if you want to donate, you can at your own heart's delight. On that note, guys, I'm not going to keep you. I know you have an evening or a day to get to, so therefore, I just want to let you know that for those who didn't know, Father's Day service, regular Sunday time at 7:30 p.m. Going to have guest speaker, a guest pastor, Reverend John Jackson Sr. of Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, my brother, my mentor, and my pastor, preaching to you tomorrow. It's going to be a wonderful time. Can't wait for that. Until then, guys, I'm going to bid you farewell for this week. I pray that we'll be back on Sundays after this is all said and done. I was testing out Saturdays for two different reasons, see if it works. And if not, that's okay. We'll work it out. I'll work out the logistics again. So therefore, maybe we'll do more Saturdays. I'm not sure yet. It's not permanent, but it's on the table. In the meantime, I'm going to pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you just be with us. Dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. We pray that you just continue to lift us, guide us, teach us, breathe in us, and all that needs to be done. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you now more than ever. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you all next week. Have a blessed one. God bless, guys.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.